Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, let's switch gears and start the show with Ask the CLO. Here we go. This one, Steve, is from
Maury. I'm going to need four of them today, Shirley.
Oh, we will? Thank you for telling me that.
Well, get a fourth one.
Why do you have to say all that on the air?
I have one.
Just do it.
I have one.
You have one? Okay. You want to start off?
Well, you got a fourth one. There you go, Steve.
No, I don't want to start with these. Go ahead,
All right. Come on, CLO. You ready? Here we go. This one's from Maury in Fort Lauderdale. I'm 28, and I moved in with my mom 3 years ago to help her through a financial crisis. She got back on track a year ago. She reunited with an old flame and quickly fell in love with him. Their relationship has progressed, and she told me they're ready to move in together, and her house is more suitable. So I'll have to move out within 3 months. I've been helping her pay the mortgage and other bills, so I haven't been saving any money. I am so hurt by this. Should I tell her how I feel or just move out?
Wow. Well, you should tell her how you feel, but then you got to get out.
Oh.
That's all. You can tell her how you feel, but it's your mama's house. You got to go.
Yeah.
And here come this man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a little trifling, but, you know what your mama doing and all. But I don't think she really realizes the sacrifice you made for her. So you may have to bring it to her attention.
Okay. Yeah. I like that advice, CLO.
Thank you.
Moving on, Chick in Montgomery says, my husband is a long hauler, and when he's gone, I had another life that he knew nothing about. I like to go out, smoke cigarettes, and drink hard alcohol and entertain men.
What?
I'm a waitress, and I meet most of my gentlemen there. I recently found out that my husband is cheating on me, so now whenever he's home, I started showing him my other side, and I have left to go on dates while he's home. He doesn't say a word. Does this mean he doesn't love me anymore? Is there any way to fix this?
No, ain't no fix for this. He cool with you going out. You found out he was cheating, you stayed. He found out you cheating, he stayed. Mm. You know, y'all marriage been over. And how old are you anyway? What is hard liquor?
Hard alcohol.
Christian brothers.
Yes. You know, anybody that say, I've been smoking cigarettes and drinking hard. What were you, Amish?
And entertaining men.
It could be some brown liquor. It could be.
Yeah, I've been smoking, drinking hard liquor, and entertaining men.
E&J.
E&J, Irk and Jerk.
Damn, you done went from the Sunday school teacher to you just out there.
He used to drink that at college.
She had a whole nother life, she said. He didn't know anything about.
Yeah. She hang out in the hole in the walls, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's what she hang out.
Average.
Yeah.
Not taverns.
Yeah.
All right. Bria in Paradise Island, Bahamas says she's going to turn 20 soon, and she's in a relationship with a 26-year-old man. My parents are old-fashioned and told him he's too old to be dating me. They have forbid me to see him, so I have to sneak to spend quality time with him. He has asked me to marry him, and my dad won't allow it. He says that he loves me enough to wait for me to turn 21, but I'm scared of losing him. My parents don't understand. He's a really good guy. Other women are interested in him. So what should I do? Wow, she's 20. 19, actually.
Well, I mean, you're going to keep seeing it. It's what you're going to do. You've already made that decision.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what she's doing. She sneaks to see him. She's claimed that he's a really good guy. He said he's going to wait for her. You know, she say other women are interested. You know, they in the Bahamas. Over on Paradise Island, that ain't a lot. What is the Bahamas, 21 miles long?
I don't know, but I love it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, love.
Really?
You know, it's easy to bust him. That's for damn sure. Mm-hmm. Can't drive. Yeah. He can't run off. All you got to do is keep going in the circle. Eventually, you're gonna catch him.
And on the island.
Just wait for him to come back around.
This is that age when kids don't listen. This is that age.
Oh, wow.
Especially if the parents.
Listen when they get older either, so don't worry about that.
Yeah. Am I preaching to the choir right now?
Yeah.
All right, Jay.
Here it is. You got to give up one thing, Mr. Harvey. Cussing, smoking cigarettes.
The other
or
thing.
Sports.
I'm sorry.
No.
No. I have to give up what?
Cussing. You got to give up one thing. Cussing, smoking cigars, or sports. Which one you get rid of? For good. No more.
For good. He not going to handle this question well. You see this? Look at his face. He's struggling already.
Did the Zoom just freeze?
Is he even frozen?
I thought he would say sports.
I don't know if he can handle that.
I'm not giving up sports, Shirley.
Okay, well then sports? Cigars.
How can I give up sports?
Well, so that's my life.
You got to give up one. One. One.
Yeah. Y'all love
one.
Cigars.
One got to go.
And you love cussing.
I know you love
cigars. I'm not finna stop cussing.
You got to give up one.
Hell no, how's I'm gonna work through stuff? No. I cussing helps me work through things. You know,
one stress reliever.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, girl, okay. I wouldn't know what to do, man. If you told me I couldn't cuss no more, I'm telling you right now, man, you beat really threw me into something. You better come get these damn cigars, because you sure ain't finna get to cussing.
Okay.
Come get these cigars, man.
You give up cigars?
Yeah, I'd have to give up cigars, and that's a hard one.
Well, would you be cussing that you can't have a cigar? Would you be cussing that I can't?
Oh, a lot.
I gave up.
For sure.
And dog.
For sure.
I wouldn't even know what to do without sports.
Okay, you smoking cigars.
Really even.
You smoking cigars watching sports, but you can't cuss. How that sound?
What?
Look at his face.
He fumbled. He just fumbled. He threw an interception. Oh, he missed the dunk. What am I in here for?
Dirty? What the heck?
Man, I'll take a knife. I'll slit my wrist watching that game.
All right. Thank you, CLO and Jay, for that final one.
This is Steve Harvey Moore.